If you had Florida and Michigan in one bracket, Ohio State, USC in another, and had those two games be the Final Four leading to the final championship, that adds one more week. That's not irreconcilable to the goals of education and those priorities, but it also, I think, does a lot to end any of this lasting criticism of the process.
Well, and I'd like to see, I think it's a great point you're making, Nick, and I'd like to see the existing bowls be used. I mean, the structure is there. You know, you can have all these other kind of smaller bowls, but to use the big ones, the Rose, the Sugar, the Orange, the Fiesta, the Cotton, if you want, you know, whatever else out there, and use them in some kind of playoff structure, maybe rotate or at least have, you know, some of those big games almost like the preliminaries, you know, the maybe the quarterfinals, and then you pick your four, you know, then you can normally, usually in a season, find four teams you can agree on as the best four, and then have those three extra games, two semifinals and a final. I think we're coming close to that point, although I still love the arguing. I'm kind of old school that way. But, you know, if Ohio State wins tonight, Ohio State's national champ, no doubt about it. I'm sure there'll be some people, Boise State, but not really. But if Florida wins, now you've got several teams with one loss. Florida will be deemed the national champ by the coaches. But you could, you know, the long layoff, Ohio State was so dominant during the regular season, it's almost like we're talking about two different seasons here, isn't it?
Absolutely, and six of these games have been won by the underdog. To look at the specifics before they let you go for today, Florida has a guy named Percy Harvin, number 8, 13.3 yards rushing per play, more than 50 yards per score. Ohio State will have to stop him. That's the speed merchant, if you will. Florida has, as a kicker, it's just amazing to see they've done it as well. If the game comes down to a field goal, they will be in real trouble. And Ohio State, to me, Antonio Pittman, when you establish the run, even if they want to show that they are more than that, and Troy Smith has done that, Ohio State needs to establish the run with Antonio Pittman.
Well, I think you're right. You know, Ohio State does a great job of spreading it out. So does, you know, Chris Leak in Florida. I mean, these are offensive, you know, firepower teams. It's going to be fun to watch. I think it's going to be like 35-31. I'll go out on a limb and say Ohio State wins it. But it's going to be one of those games where the turnover, the break here or there, the great defensive stop by an Ohio State defense or Florida defense, both quite good. But the key is always quarterbacks. You know, Leak and Troy Smith. Who outperforms the other? Who gets the ball into those incredible playmakers' hands? Dallas Baker and his gang, this incredible group of Florida threats on the wideouts, as well as Ohio State, which we saw so that they did so well to open up the middle against Michigan. They got it, you know, had all those guys on the wide side of the field, one way or the other, and then were able to bust up the middle for long, long gains in the running game against Michigan. Spreading it out, I think, is really the key to this game for both teams.
And my final issue in the game is because of that poor field goal record of Florida and the fact that Ohio State's red zone defense is tremendous. They've only allowed 9 touchdowns in 35 visits to the red zone. They've created 7 more turnovers. That, to me, says that Florida State will have to kick a number of field goals in this game, and I just don't see it happening. That could be the big issue that gives a structural advantage to Ohio State. Who's your pick in this game?
Well, I'm going to go with Ohio State, and I think you're right. I think, you know, I have pause for thought because of that Rose Bowl and because of how Michigan just, you know, disassembled in front of our eyes. But I'm going to go with Ohio State, figuring that Tressel is very different from Lloyd Carr. We've got two great coaches, Urban Meyer and Tressel. This is a great matchup in and of itself, Nick. But I'll say Tressel wins the day, comes up with enough schemes, makes the adjustments at halftime he needs to make. Ohio State, I'm going to say 35, and Florida 31. I'll give them one field goal and then the 4 touchdowns, but I think Ohio State's going to come out 35-31.
My pick is Ohio State 27-17 for the reason that Troy Smith and this Ohio State team, they have so much experience here in Phoenix. They have had a tremendous record. Their coach has a tremendous record in the big games itself, and for that reason, I'll still give them the edge.